Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Flu vaccines. Sure, they can prevent the flu, but they're also associated with a lower risk of things like heart failure or hospitalization for a heart attack. That's according to a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Now, the researchers from the University of Toronto did an analysis of all randomized clinical trials of flu vaccines that studied cardiovascular events to see if the vaccine is associated with prevention of these events. And they found, yes, there was an associated reduced risk. They say more studies needed to confirm their results, so don't forget to get your flu vaccine. And here's news from Mayo Clinic. Uterine fibroids cause significant fear and morbidity and can compromise workplace performance, according to a recently published survey of nearly 1,000 women in the U.S. Dr. Elizabeth Stewart says many people are unaware that the vast majority of women will experience uterine fibroids in their lifetime and that this condition can cause significant issues for those who are symptomatic. Here's Dr. Stewart.
Uterine fibroids are benign growths in the wall of the uterus. They cause many important symptoms, including heavy menstrual bleeding and anemia, and then also things like constipation or diarrhea. Fibroids are the leading cause of hysterectomy. Fibroids are very, very common. At least 25% of all women have fibroids. Our findings showed that women have far more symptoms than previously reported, and this is especially true for African American women. There are implications for women, and there are implications for the healthcare system, given the costs incurred by this disease.
The results are published in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the Journal of Women's Health. And here's some news about exercise. Yes, it's good for you. And now there's evidence it might even be good for your unborn baby. A new study in the journal Experimental Physiology reports exercise during gestation has the potential to program vascular health in offspring all the way into their adulthood. It seems to help smooth muscle. Now, current guidelines for pregnant women say 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity on most, if not all, days of the week is a good thing. Unfortunately, not everybody agrees that this exercise is good for both mother and baby. The results of this study provide evidence that exercise during pregnancy may help to program stimuli in the arteries of the offspring, and it may provide benefits into the future. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.